collection, but it's not mine, boo.
And honey, we've got a Selena Gomez smash alert.
Oh, Tanner. Plus, our girl Tamar's back, and we're going to get all up in her tea on her new man.
Oh, Lord. Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey! All right, Gary, looking like a grape over there. What you got for us?
Okay, y'all, honey. Over the weekend, honey, our girl Brett and her wife Judy had their gender reveal party. And, honey, it turns out they're both women.
You know what, Gary? You wrong as hell for that, bro. Now, the party was for their baby, and it turns out...
3, 2, 1
They having a boy!
Boy! Right.
Now, obviously, a party like this takes a lot of planning, so the reveal comes off without a hitch, because, you know, you've seen a lot of gender reveals going wrong. So, Brad, what was it like being at the center of all of this?
I was very happy to be there amongst my friends and family and loved ones, and I was very shocked to know what we were having because we had just found out as well. Oh. We had some good food. It was hot as hell. It was a beautiful day outside. It was just one of the best days of my life, I think. Like, yeah.
Have y'all started thinking about names already? Surely.
Yeah, we've thought of some names.
You got any leaders you can give us?
No, absolutely not.
I thought about a name.
Like,
are
you
going to
name the baby ahead of time, or are you going to look at the baby when it gets here and be like, you know what, you look like a...
No, it's going to be named ahead of time and very well thought out.
Well, I thought of a name, honey.
Please, no Leroy's. I can't do Leroy, Gary. No,
because Brad, you're a religious person, honey, and I thought of a name, and y'all probably would like it, Boaz.
Boaz?
Mm-hmm. How you spelling that?
B-O-A-Z.
Why you say Boaz?
Because that's in the Bible.
I'm trying to remember the story of Boaz.
It sounds like a boy's ass.
Brad, no.
No, Gary.
Wow.
No, Gary, no.
I knew it was a boy. I'm so happy for y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. We happy, too. Very happy.
All right, y'all. It is time for a... Two days to
buckle up. First off, it's our girl, my girl, Emily Ratajkowski. A while back, she joked that she liked ugly men, but in video obtained by the Daily Mail, she was spotted out in Tokyo making out with pretty boy Mr. Steal Your Girl himself, Harry Styles, and he even got a couple pats on them cakes. So what'd you guys think about this? Are you surprised? Should I give up?
He was with somebody.
He was with Olivia Wilde for a while.
Wow.
This dude is really living his best life.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, my goodness. Ain't nobody talking about him moving all around.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. He's a whoremonger.
I mean, it is giving bone collector vibes on her part. Because a couple weeks ago, was she not just with Eric Andre?
Yeah. Yo, the video on Valentine's Day, the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Right?
Wasn't he laying naked on
the floor? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mm.
Now, I guess it goes to show you, honey, it depends on, honey, which side of the track you're from. Mm-hmm. If you become a whoremonger, or she's just dating.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's too much.
Looks like he got the Black History Month special.
Okay, keeping the smash alerts going, it's Harry's former One Direction bandmate, Zayn Malik. He was reportedly seen kissing Selena Gomez during a dinner date in New York City, y'all.
I thought she was just with somebody.
Everybody's with everybody,
That's
child.
That's what it seemed like.
Let me tell you.
We just talked about her being with somebody recently, right?
Who was she with?
Drew Taggart from the Chainsmokers.
The Chainsmokers. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. This doesn't sound far-fetched from what's really going on out here in this single dating life, huh, Tanner?
I don't know nothing about it,
yes,
T.
Yes, it's true. I used to be out there very recently, and it's very much given. Everybody's for everybody.
Yeah?
Yes, it is.
So is that fun?
No, it's not. It's terrible.
Man, Tamar, here's the thing about dating from the man's side of it is you always got to make all the plans, and it's stressful to find things to do all the time.
Really? You go out that much?
Yeah, I tried to.
Okay. I think the other part that's stressful is I have to worry about if you dated somebody that I know. Part. Yes, the streets is like barking.
And married people just want to be outside.
I don't know why.
I don't want to be outside.
I'm trying to get inside. Yeah. I'm trying to be inside.
I don't
stay
be outside.
Okay.
Well, it can't be wine and roses for everybody. And it turns out Reese Witherspoon couldn't spend another year with her husband, talent agent Jim Toft. Just 2 days short of their 12th anniversary, they announced their divorce, saying in part, We have enjoyed so many wonderful years together, and we are moving forward with deep love, kindness, and mutual respect for everything we have created together. But check this out. It seems like this has kind of been brewing for over a year because they've been selling homes that they own together, and Jim sold his part of their production company, Hello Sunshine, which Ree still runs. She's about to be legally divorced.
Really? Yeah. I love these divorce breakup
announcements.
Quotes. Yes, they are cute.
So what do you think she was really trying to say with that statement?
It's with great regrets that me and that bastard are divorced. He can go to hell, honey. I'm going to give his ass half of the company, and he can do whatever else he want to do with it, because, bitch, I'm out. Peace.
Oh, wow.
I want to see you get back with Ryan Felipe.
Really?
We all do. I like them together.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know why they broke up the first time, but, you know, they was really a good couple on Cruel Intentions. I want to see them bring that back.
Mm-hmm. Cruel Intentions, too. They're just old and happily married. There's no drama in the relationship.
They probably like, we'll never go back.
She probably left him because he didn't get a new job. Because he's a talent agent. Shouldn't he be providing her a job?
Well, her company was blowing up. Hello, Sunshine. Didn't they just have like a $1 billion deal or something like that?
Yeah, she's been doing a lot of projects.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Single Reese added to the list.
Is Reese with a check?
Tamar and Jay are sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Oh, my God.
All right, Miss Tamar, sitting Braxton, honey. Girl, honey, wait a minute. Now, you've been MIA, baby, honey. And we've all been seeing you in social media, honey. Now, are you engaged?
I am engaged.
Congratulations.
I thought it would have been me. But anyway, so now, honey, we're so excited, honey, that you found your king, Mr. JR, on the Queen's Court. But just spill us the tea, honey, on the engagement and show us, all the wonderful things you've done. Talk about it.
Well, I did meet JR on our show, The Queen's Court, on Peacock.
Not Ewing, right?
No, not JR. Not JR Ewing.
Wait, hold up. Is that a
Dallas reference? Yes. But that, you know what? That is how I remembered his name. They are from Dallas.
That's right.
Yes. But I did meet him on our new show, The Queen's Court, on Peacock now. And you can see the whole love story, how we met, our dates. When I fell for him, when I fell out for him, and, the whole proposal, all of it.
Was it the mediocre D that you hoped for?
Because
on this show, numerous times, you said you didn't want dynamic D, you said you wanted that mediocre.
She said
did you get
times.
The mediocre you were looking for?
It's just like, I'm at work, Aina. I got up. Okay. I'm still functioning. All right.
Minimal damage.
Oh,
there it is.
Well, that's all right.
Okay.
Well, I just want to ask, girl, can I be a flower girl?
You absolutely can.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait to just walk down out throwing the petals.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm going to have a big wedding.
What about some babies?
Oh, yeah, I think that train has passed. Yeah, I don't even want to speak about... Should I speak about this? I get in trouble for everything. I feel like I get in trouble for...
No,
like why do you feel like the train has passed, though? You're not... You still got eggs?
Sis, I don't...
Well, because he got five and you got one
well,
already?
Well, I really like that, though. Okay. You know, I really like that we have, like, this blended six kids between us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's
but
a lot of fun.
It ain't one of y'all combined.
Yeah, but who's going to carry it?
You, bitch.
Tired.
You see me sitting over here? You, bitch. I'm your perfect example. You can do it. Let me be your inspiration.
I know.
Oh, boy. All right, coming up, Amber Rose and Julia Fox link up for Girl Talk about dating rappers.
Oh, rappers.
Uh-huh. More on this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Like two of Kanye's exes are comparing notes, y'all. Ooh, Julia Fox and Amber Rose recently got together for a candid conversation in which they recalled their relationships with the rapper. So Amber, who dated him from 2008 to 2010, said it was an experience that thrust her into the spotlight. Then Julia, of course, gave her little funky 2 cents from her little month-long relationship that she had with Kanye. She's talking about, I feel like he just has always just really had this lofting dreams and always kind of pushing the envelope as much as he can, pushing the boundaries. Like, if you tell the man no, he's going to find a way to get a yes.
Oh, wow. Julia Fox.
She get on my last entire reserve nerve.
Yeah.
Like, every time she got to say something, like,
She want to be known, honey, girl. So we know Miss Fox.
Wouldn't it be terrifying for all your exes to get together, though?
Yeah.
Anybody? Someone's like, cool.
No, not if you ain't been bad to them.
Yeah.
Maybe Kanye wasn't bad to these women.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe him and Kim just had the most rough, you know, relationship that he's had.
Yeah.
Because Amber Rose seemed damn happy when she was with him.
Yeah, she did.
That's how we knew her.
She enjoyed that spotlight.
She sure did. Okay. It's the best month of Julia Fox's life.
She came out strip club from that spotlight. Okay.
Well, moving on, let's talk about another rapper's love life. You know, NLE Chopper. Now, he tried to shoot his shot at Megan Good, but kind of got shot down. Now, while on the homie Jason Lee show, NLE Chopper was playing a game of smash or pass with the host, during which the actress name came up, and then Jason Lee tried to hook it all up, and this happened. Check it out.
Say hello to NLE Chopper. He hasn't given me this much energy the whole interview, but now I see every tooth in his mouth.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Meg?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm extremely blessed. I was just telling, she hung up.
Let me see.
Phone died.
No, it got disconnected. Megan wouldn't do that.
Now, she actually called back eventually and said her mother was calling and she hung up by accident, you know?
Yeah.
That's mom. I believe her.
I don't think she would have just hung up on
you
in the middle.
She would have. She hung up.
Thank you.
You think so?
Girl, yeah. We're in a different day and time with these phones, honey. You click over, honey. Your mother don't hang up. I lie.
Right. Phones don't just hang up,
thank
your boy.
You.
FaceTiming, it will hang up.
Sure.
That is true.
That's
yeah, because you can't put FaceTime on hold.
Come on.
Give
my girl
a benefit. Did she say she FaceTime?
I mean, if it was a FaceTime.
But it wasn't.
Thank you. It was.
It wasn't.
Well, time for
Dish Gone Viral.
All right, y'all. So, Mr. CeeLo Green was trying to make a grand entrance to a party held in honor of the late Shawty Low on what would have been his 47th birthday. Well, during the celebration, CeeLo arrived to the venue on a horse and fell off.
Oh. Well, he was helping the fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, and collard greens too big for my jeans. Okay. That's the CeeLo line right there.
Of course, y'all know this alerted PETA, who put out a statement saying, it doesn't take a genius to know that horses don't belong at a noisy, crowded party where slippery floors and strobe lights can agitate these vulnerable animals. Well, CeeLo took to his IG to explain his side of the story, and he said he thought it would have been a fun and funny way to enter the party and had no ill intent toward the animal.
Right.
That horse played CeeLo and rolled a head crack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that horse didn't just fall. That horse, like, put his back two legs down to kindly get him off.
Yeah.
Like, what you call it when you stop, drop, and roll? He rolled on the ground and got
Jesus
right on up.
I mean, this is a pretty baller way to enter a party, though. Like, come on a horse?
But I did not know that a horse is scared of sound. I didn't know that.
No?
No.
Yeah,
if you
jittery.
Was a horse and you was just in the pasture all your life.
I mean,
bothering nobody.
You kick it in the barn.
Right.
Have a good old day.
And you go into a club with all this loud noise.
Yeah.
You would, child, you would kick and buck, too.
I see that.
Shiny diamonds.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All types of stuff.
All right, y'all. Up next, find out what Chris Brown did to make this couple say deuces to their relationship. We'll explain that after the break.
That horse was there to see Megan Thee Stallion.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, now Chris Brown got couples out here chucking up the deuces to each other. Now, apparently, C. Breezy had one of his fans under the influence over in Europe. So, there was a guy by the name of Dash. He took his girlfriend to one of the singing shows, and everything was all good until Chris picked Dash's girlfriend out of the audience and gave her an erotic lap dance right in his face. Now, Dash was super bothered by the lap dance session, so he took a video and posted it to social media with the caption, "I won my 500 euros and my girlfriend back." Then he posted a photo of himself with the puppy dog face and says, "I'm no longer with my girlfriend, but she said she doesn't think what she did was wrong." Everybody was chiming in and telling Dash to dump his girl. So, what y'all think? Did she do something wrong? I mean, it was Chris Brown concert. That's kind of how it goes down.
She did nothing wrong.
Yeah, you took your girl to a Chris Brown concert.
Yeah.
If she's cute at all, there's a possibility she might get called on stage.
Yes.
You think if Chris Brown pick her, she's not going to run up on the stage and get that lap dance? What was she supposed to do? Sit there like a mummy? Like, it'd be like... Like, I don't understand. She's gonna touch and rub on that man.
I'm just gonna need everybody to keep that same energy if SZA or Janet Jackson brings somebody's man on stage.
I do. It don't bother me.
I've been to all the Janet concerts when she called people up there. I love when she crawled up and down them. I be like, get it, girl.
Janet pulls JR up on stage, starts giving him the full bump and grind.
Get your life.
This is childish.
Yes.
It's giving high school dance party. So the dude goes on stage and some singer leaves a snail trail on his lap, you're good.
All right, well, Soulja Boy is out here, y'all. Big man.
Oh, Lord.
Big man.
So an Instagram personality went around and asked a bunch of girls, would they rather have $250 in food stamps or dinner with Soulja Boy? And let's just say, y'all, these girls out here in these streets is hungry.
$250 in food stamps or dinner with Soulja Boy?
Food stamps.
$250 food stamps.
$250 in food stamps?
I'm going to pick the food stamps only because Soulja Boy's not nobody. I could have dinner by myself.
These women are ruthless.
It was the conviction in which they said it.
$250, you know how many crab legs I can make? Well, y'all, Soulja Boy couldn't believe it, y'all. Hey, he went on a social media rant. Take a look.
Y'all ain't gonna never touch $1 million. Y'all ain't gonna never touch 30 million. Y'all ain't gonna never touch 100K in a day. You gonna die broke. You lived your whole life broke.
These girls said they taking the food stamps. So are y'all doing food stamps and dinner with Soulja?
Child, as much as I love to eat, I am taking about $250 and hitting it. You hear me?
Right.
I would have dinner with Soulja Boy just to hear him talk about it.
I'm taking $250.
I'm going to eat with my boy.
I'm not going to eat with Soulja Boy. I'm going to eat. You know how high food is now.
We're going to smoke and eat.
Mm-hmm.
You so sweet.
All right, y'all. Honey, The Rock is looking pretty and fluffy, honey, and pink these days. We'll show you what we mean right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
The Rock's daughters decided to give him a makeover right before a Zoom call, which he decided to cancel to enjoy this extremely pink moment with his girls. Check out how it went.
Handsome?
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean handsome?
Handsome.
I'm a girl.
What do you mean I'm a girl? No, I'm a boy.
You're a girl.
I'm a boy.
You're a girl.
I'm a girl?
You're a girl now. All right.
Yeah. From Black Adam to Black Madam.
Okay.
You know, but it's cool to see somebody like The Rock, you know, like, you know, show their tender side, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And show you it's not business 24/7, you know?
It's important. Yeah. I think it's very important.
I mean, but with him having a Zoom call and he canceled the Zoom call, is that teaching his kids that they could just cancel things when they want to? Or they should be able to do their work?
You know? As a parent who works all the time, you kind of have to give your kids, you know, those moments.
I would like to see Gary babysit like a grip kids for a couple hours.
Oh, he does.
Yes, honey. I love kids. I mean, but my thing is...
He cooks for them, too.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But I just think kids should stay in their place.
And where's that?
A kid place.
Kids were staying in place. They were playing makeup and dress up.
Their places to be in their playroom.
You let the kids make you up?
Yes.
But he want to be made up.
Yeah, well... Finally.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.